Moments of Melody, the program to send you singing on your way. I have a little article before me titled, What's Your Center of Attraction? Our sun is an indispensable center of life. Obliteration of our earthly existence by ice and snow is prevented by the warmth, light, and life of one great star. Another center of life is your heart. With 100,000 beats every 24 hours, your heart pumps blood at the rate of 912,500 gallons yearly. Food and oxygen are supplied to numberless hungry cells by its life-giving fluid. Your life would end immediately if this amazing human muscle ceased to work. But then people have chosen some other centers of attraction for their lives. Some people choose riches. Money has made men greedy and selfish, and yet they blunder on in defiance of this counsel from Solomon, the wisest, richest king who lived. He said, "He that trusteth in his riches shall fall." Some choose power. The thrill of authority and the ego-building atmosphere of social prestige entices thousands, and yet David, King David, declares, "Power belongeth unto God," a solemn warning. Possessions, fostered by these days of plenty, great material wealth is coveted almost universally. An ultra-modern home with car to match seems unexcelled in importance. But the Bible records a sad account of a rich young ruler who would not follow Jesus because he had great possessions. Pleasures. Earth's multitudes are caught up in temporal thrills. To eat, drink, and be merry is the century's irresistible urge. And yet, thundering across the centuries, echo the words of the Bible. This know also, that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of pleasure more than lovers of God. Worldly centers of attraction are fleeting and ultimately produce soul sorrow. But the greatest center of attraction, Jesus Christ, is eternal, and he alone can produce soul satisfaction. He says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Christ can nullify sin's magnetism of attraction. "For sin shall not have dominion over you," we read in Romans. Search your heart. Have evil attractions deceived you? Are you weary of unholy substitutes for God's love and salvation? Do you fear the ruinous destiny which sin shapes for you? Would you like a change of heart and a new center of attraction? An affirmative answer brings this positive promise from God. "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new." John chapter 1. Before anything else existed, there was Christ with God. He has always been alive and is himself God. He created everything there is. Nothing exists that he didn't make. Eternal life is in him, and this life gives light to all mankind. His life is the light that shines through the darkness, and the darkness can never extinguish it. Even in his own land, among his own people, the Jews, he was not accepted. Only a few would welcome him and receive him. But to all who received him, he gave the right to become children of God. All they needed to do was believe, and he would save them. From our little article today, "Make Christ Your Spiritual Son, Imparting Warmth and Life to Your Dependent Soul." He that believeth on the Son, the S-O-N, the Son of God, hath everlasting life.